Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, Bo Minei Merabchia Barabba. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leo, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, and Baruch Bendit Ben Devora Hinda. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Ruvain Ben Ramosha. That's Reb Ruvain Margolis. Tonight is his 50th yahrzeit. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, we've had the schus in our chabura to learn a lot of the Torah of Reb Ruvain Margolis. And just one hergish, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, on the well-known pasuk, V'nasati lohem beveisi uvechoy moisai yod v'shem, Toiv mi bonim mi bonois. Shame oiloim etengloi ashaloi kores. So the Novi Yeshaya is describing something that's toiv mi bonim mi bonois. It's better than children. Shame oiloim etengloi ashaloi kores. And the Gemara says, Amrap tanchum, Doresh bar kaporo bitsipoiri. What's shame oiloim etengloi ashaloi kores, which is toiv mi bonim mi bonois, says Sefer Daniel. It's referring to Sefer Daniel, Shenikra al Shemoi. Daniel was zoicha that he had a sefer, one of the Sifrei Tanakh named after him. And Daniel merited shame oilam etenloi. He had a shame oilam asheloi kores, which is toiv mi bonem u mi bonois. Reb Ruvain Margolis wasn't zoicha to have children, but he was zoicha to write countless svarim, many of which were zoicha to be printed, many of which were not, but he was a goyen oilam on a different level, and even though he didn't merit bonem u bonois, but he was zoicha to a shame oilam etenloi asheloi kores, he sifsois of doivavais bekever, and the schos of Reb Ruvain Ben Ramosha, it should be a schos for the whole chabura, and we should be zoicha to continue to learn his Torah. Zok de Gemara. So the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis discussed Hallel. So why are we talking about Hallel? Because we're learning Perek Lulav HaGazel, which discusses the dinim of the Dalet Minim, which discusses the nanuim that were done with the lulav. And the Mishnah said, V'heichan hoyu menanim, it was during Hallel, Chloikis, Shammai, Bishilel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, but the short answer is, the nanuim are done during Hallel. So the Gemara digressed a little bit, and it talked about the way Hallel was once recited, and then the way the minig of reciting Hallel evolved. And the very last Gemara that we learned was, quote, Mikan l'shoimeya ka'oina. Now, the idea of shoimeya ka'oina is one of the fundamental principles of halacha. Shoimeya ka'oina states that a person that hears somebody making a bracha or reciting a tefillah, even if he himself does not make the bracha, even if he himself is not the one that recites this tefillah, simply hearing it is ka'oina. It's as if you recited it yourself. Now, Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll go into Raid and Lumdus as it relates to the idea of Shemeya ka'oina. But today's daf is really Exhibit A as it relates to Shemeya ka'oina. In fact, the Gemara is going to begin with the Makar to the halach of Shemeya ka'oina. So this is the Gemara. Bo minei Rab Chiya bar Abba. They asked Rab Chiya bar Abba the following question. Shama v'loi ona ma'u. What would be if somebody heard specifically Hallel, but generally anything, and he didn't respond. He didn't say Amen. He didn't say Halleluka, like the Gemara had previously mentioned. He simply heard somebody say something and just listened. What's the halacha? Could he be Yoitza? Could he not be Yoitza? Amaluhu. So Reb Chiya bar Abba told the Olam that asked this question, Chakimaya, all the wise people, the Safraya, and the scribes, the Reisheyama, and the Rosh Kol, the Darshaya, and the Bali Darshanim, Amru, they all said, Shama v'leyona Yatza, that if somebody hears, even though he didn't answer, the halacha is he's going to be Yoitza, and the reason is because this is the idea of Shemeya Koyin, Itmar Nami, Amr Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapar, Shemeya Koyin, how do you know that there's something called Shemeya Ka'ino, Dechsiv, so he said it's based on a pasuk in Malachim. Now the context over there is Yoshio was king. Now prior to Yoshio becoming king, and even at the onset of his kingdom, there was a lot of Avodah Zarah amongst the Jews, and the Yidden had reached one of their real low points. And the Navi says that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he found the Sefer Torah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he brings it out, and they open up the Sefer Torah, and one of the people that are there, Shafan, begins to read from the Sefer Torah for Yoshio HaMelech, and the portion of the Torah that he read from, this was where he had opened up to, was the Toichacha. And Yeshio hears that really bad things are going to happen to the Jews, and he gets scared, and he leads this incredible tshuva movement. The Pasuk says that there was no one that ever did tshuva in history like Yeshio HaMelech. So this is the general context of what's happening. Says the Gemara, the Chsev, the Pasuk says specifically, Koya Mar Hashem, Hineni Mevi Ra, Ela Mokei Mazeh, Va'al Yoishvav, Is Kol Divrei HaSefer, Asher Kore Melech Yehuda. After Yeshio heard the Sefer Torah read to him, specifically heard the parasha of the Toichacha, so he got scared, and he immediately sent to a message to Chulda HaNeviah. She was the highest ranking Neviah at that time, so he sends this message to Chulda HaNeviah and tells Chulda, what does this all mean? And Chulda says back, you know what it means. It means that because of all the averus that everyone has done, eventually there's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk says that the Neviah sent back that Koya Mar Hashem, this is what Hashem is saying, Hineni Mevi Ra La Mokei Mazeh Val Yoishvav, Eis Kol Divrei HaSefer Asher Kor HaMelech Yehuda, everything that the Melech Yehuda read, everything is going to play out. Now the Gemara asks Akasha that if you look at the Psukim there, Yoshio was not the one that read it. We said briefly it was Shafan who had read it for Yoshio. So afraid the Gemara v'chi Yoshio, Karan v'loi Shafan Karan. Shafan was the one that read it. The Pasuk says, Vayikra'eu Shafan lefnei HaMelech. Shafan was the one that read it for the king. Ella, you see from him, Mikan l'shemei HaKoina. Even though Yoshio didn't read it, but because he heard it, he had Shmiya, Shemei HaKoina, and that's why it was considered as if he himself read. Faith Gemara, how do you know? Meaning, we're learning a major halacha from this, so we have to make sure we're getting this diag right. This is not just a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. This is not just hashtag rest of the story. The takeaway from this drasha and from this understanding of the way the events played out is going to be a halacha revacha b'Yisrael known as Shemei HaKoina. So the Gemara says, just because the Pasuk says that Shafan initially read it to Yoshio, how do you know that afterwards Yoshio himself didn't read it? Meaning, Vidilma perhaps Basar the Karinu Shafan Kara Yoshio. Maybe Shafan read it for Yoshio and then afterwards Yoshio read it himself. It can't be the Chsev because the Pasuk continues there and says, Yan Rach Levav. Chulda HaNeviah told Yoshio that although terrible things are going to happen, and that's what this is all about, but at the same time, because you yourself were humbled when you heard the Sefer Torah read for you, so it's because of that, all these terrible things that are going to happen will not happen during your lifetime, but they're going to happen during the lifetime of your children and your grandchildren. But the emphasis of the pasuk is Yan Rach Levavcha Vatikana Mipnei Hashem Bishamacha Asher Dibarti, and it sounds like Bishamacha V'loi Bikaracha. It sounds like Yeshio only heard it; he actually never said it. And still, the pasuk says, Es kol divrei hasefer ashekara melech Yehuda, says the Gemara, Mikan, from here we learn the halacha of Shemei HaKoina. So more about Shemei HaKoina tomorrow, but now the Gemara is going to continue discussing halal. Amar Rava, Rava said, Loilei me'inish, a person should not say Baruch Haba, v'hadar b'shem Hashem. So Baruch Haba b'shem Hashem, b'rachnuchem mi'beis Hashem. So Rava said that a person should be careful, you shouldn't say Baruch Haba, exhale, and then afterwards say B'Shem Hashem. He should say it in one shot. Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem Behadadi. And the reason is, Rashi says, because if he's going to say Baruch Haba, stop, and then he's going to say B'Shem Hashem, it's going to sound a little bit like B'Shem Hashem is not connected to the Baruch Haba. Now that's a problem, because if it's not connected to the Baruch Haba, then it doesn't mean anything. B'Shem Hashem, spelling out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a vacuum, has no Havana. So it sounds a little bit like you're being moitzi, the Shem Shamayim Bevatala, and that's a problem. So even though you're not, it's Baruch Haba, you just paused, and then you said B'Shem Hashem, but it feels that way a little bit, and therefore, Rava said, be careful, say Baruch Haba, and immediately say B'Shem Hashem. The Gemara continues and says, V'amar Rava, skipping the parentheses, Loilei me'inish Yehei Shmei Rabba. A person shouldn't say Yehei Shmei Rabba, stop, V'hoda Mevarach, and then say Mevarach L'olam L'Omei Omai. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'olam L'Omei Omai is such an important declaration, you have to make sure you get it right. So you should say, Yehei Shmei Rabbi Mavarach Lalam Lomay Amayi without that pause in between. Eli Heshmei Rabbi Mavarach Badadi. Omli Rav Safra. So Rav Safra told Rava on both of the things that he said. Moshe Shaper Ka Amritz. Rav Safra referred to Rava as Moshe. He says, Moshe, you're saying good? Lashon Bitmiya? Meaning, you really agree with what you're saying? I don't think it's so important. Meaning, if someone's going to pause between Baruch Haba and B'Shem Hashem, no. If somebody is going to pause between Yehei Shmei Rabba and Mevarach, that's not such a big deal. I don't think that should be an issue. As a result, so he said, Moshe Shaper Ka Amrit Elohasam V'Hocha Asukei Milsa Hu V'Lasam. But meaning, at the end of the day, it's Asukei Milsa. It shouldn't really be a big deal, because being that you're Asukei Milsa, that you're just continuing to say what you say, so I don't think that should be an issue. So he said, don't worry about it, it's not such an issue. Now it's interesting, the Gemara over here, Rav Safra refers to Rava as Moshe. Now Rava's name wasn't Moshe, Rava's name was Rava, but he referred to him as Moshe. So Rashi says, Tap Rashi on the Amid, why do you call him Moshe? Gadol Adar. Because Rava was the Gadol Adar, and it seems that Moshe was a name that was given to the Gadol Adar. Now we've spoken about this in the past, that it's fascinating that you don't find anywhere in Tanakh, or even anywhere in the Gemara, that anybody was called Moshe. Today, Moshe is one of the most popular names. But once upon a time, there was no Moshe. Then in the times of the Rishonim, you have the Rambam was Moshe, and the Ramban was Moshe, the Ramo was Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and all the Moshes throughout the generations. Me Moshe la Moshe, like come to Moshe. But in Tanakh, it's Moshe Rabbeinu, and you don't really find any other Moshes. And even in the Gemara, you don't find any Moshes. So we mentioned the name Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov also don't appear in Tanakh. And the names of the Shvatim, many of them you don't find anywhere in the Teresh of Alpeh. So we have related raid bites on this. But one of the thoughts are that it sounds like the name Moshe was a title you had to earn, meaning you couldn't just be the Yikarish Moby Yisrael Moshe, but rather this was a name that Rava was Moshe. Why? Because he was the God of Ladar. But either way, Zokta Gemara Vaita. Makam Shonagu Lichboil, so the Mishnah, again, in its digression, talking a little bit about Halal. So it said that there were places where the minig was that every single sentence of Halal was repeated. So if that's your minig, that's what you should do. Lifshite, if the minig is to just say each one once, then you should do that as well. Zakhti Gemara Tana, we learned the price of Rebbe Koifel Badvan. Rebbe used to be Koifel some things, meaning he wasn't Koifel the entire halal, but there were certain parts of it that he was. So which Dvarim? Rashi says, Me'ana v'hala, from Ana and further. Now does he mean Ana Hashem Moshiyana, Ana Hashem Matzlichana? It's not clear. But Me'ana v'hala, that's what he used to do. Rebbe Lazar ben Prata, Moisef Advarim. Rebbe Lazar ben Prata used to be Moisef, he was Koif a little bit more than Rabbi. My Moisef, Amr Abaya, Moisef Lichpo Me'oitcha Ulamata. From Oitcha Ki Ani Sani V'Atili Lishua, until the end of Halal, he would say everything twice, which is what we do. We say Oitcha Ki Ani Sani, Evamas V'Aboinim, Me'is Hashem Hoisef Zoyz, Ze'ayoy Mas Hashem, Ana Hashem Moshiyana, Ana Hashem Matzlichana, Baruch B'Bishem Hashem, until the last Hoidul Hashem Kitoiv Ki Li'olam Chazdai. So we're not koifel everything, but we do the minig of Rabbi Elazar ben Prata, which is we're koifel, we double, we repeat the last 10 sentences. Levarich Yivarch. And then the Mishnah said that there were some places where there was a minig to make a bracha after halal. So if that's your minig, that's what you do. If your minig is not to, then you don't. Amr Abaya, as Abaya clarified, he said, Loishanu Ela L'achrav. This question in the Mishnah about a minig, yeah, bracha, no bracha, that's only the bracha that's recited after halal. Yehalalucha, which ends Melech Mula Batish Bachas. So that's something that's subject to minig. Aval fun of mitzvah levarich. But as it relates to making a bracha, shekid yishanu b'mitzvah, that's nothing to do with minig. That's something you have to do, because halal is a mitzvah, and if it's a mitzvah, you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. And even though it's a machloikis where the halal on yontif is a deraisa, halal is a derabbanan, the Ramban shita that it's a deraisa, but it doesn't matter. Even for a mitzvah derabbanan, you make a bracha before you light ner chanukah, you make a bracha. Aye, how could you say asher kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu? Since the Gemara is kashim asach the Shabbos, but we make brachos even for mitzvahs derabbanan. So Abaye said minig to make a bracha. What do you mean halal is a mitzvah? Oh, must be the bracha that's made after halal. That was already subject to minig. But as it relates to the bracha before halal, that has nothing to do with minig. That's a mitzvah. And Abaye said, why is the mitzvah to make the bracha before halal as opposed to after halal? Meaning after halal is a question of minig. Before halal, that's already a mitzvah. So he said, Om Rav Yehuda Mashul, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Mashul, Kol ha-mitzvah is kulon, mevarech aleihem, over lasiyasim. All mitzvahs, he's supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, not after you do the mitzvah. Now Shmuel used an interesting word to make the point that birchas ha-mitzvah is he's supposed to make before the bracha. Before the mitzvah, and that is kol ha mitzvah is kulon mevarech aleihem
Oiver la'asiyasa. Oiver means before you do the mitzvah. Now, he didn't say lifnei asiyasan. He said oiver la'asiyasan. So why oiver? Or better, how do you know that oiver means before? Umay mashma dahay oiver lishan dakdumehu. So this is a gemara in many places. The Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, vayorotz achimotz derech hakikar vayaver es hakushi. So the context over there is where Avshalom, David HaMelech's son, was killed. And Yoav sent the Kushi to go inform David HaMelech that his son was killed. But Achimot, he wanted to be the one to be the bearer of this tragic news. So the pasuk says that Achimot starts racing the Kushi and he beat him. Vayoratz Achimot derech hakikor, vayavaratz Akushi. He passed the Kushi, meaning he was in front of him. But Abaye said that you see from here that vayavar means to be in front. Achimot is in front of the Kushi. He said, the pasuk says, v'u'avar lefneim. So the pasuk over there is talking about where Yaakov met with Esav. So Yaakov meets Esav together with his mishpacha, and he wanted to be the one to see Esav before Esav saw his family. And that's what the pasuk says, v'u'avar lefneim. So you see clearly, avar means to be in front. A pasuk in Micha that says, v'yavar malkom lefneim, v'ashem b'roisham. Their melech, referring to the melech and Mashiach, is going to be in front of them. Vashem b'roisham, but the point is vayavar lifneim. You see that the word vayavar means to be in front. That's why Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel used that word. Kol ha-mitzvah is kula mevarech aleihem over la'asiyasan. That you're always supposed to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. So the whole question in the Mishnah of yeah bracha, no bracha on halal, that's only afterwards, because that's not a birchas ha-mitzvah. Birchas ha-mitzvah is before. There was a minig for whatever reason to make another bracha. So good. If that's your minig, you do it. If that's not your minig, you don't do it. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. So we're going to now turn our attention a little bit to a new sugya. This sugya is going to take us through tomorrow's daf into the following daf. It's a little bit intimidating, but it really shouldn't be. And that is the halacha of Esrog Shel Shvius. So the halacha is of Dalad Minim, as they intersect with Shemitah, sort of in Yonah Deyoyimah, and Zok, the Heilige Mishnah. But the truth is, before we start the Mishnah, just a tiny bit of an introduction. So we're all familiar with the laws of Shemitah. Shemitah is every seventh year. The halacha is that the land has to rest, which means Sotcha lo Sizra v'charmakcha lo Sizmar b'charesh u'v'akatsa tishbois. You're not allowed to do melachos with your field. Which melachos exactly? So these are all discussed. But Zireya and Koitzer and Chayresh and the main halachas that were done with the field, these malachas were something that were not allowed to be done on Shvius. That everybody knows. Another thing everybody knows is that on Shemitah your field becomes hefker. You're not allowed to be Shomer your Perish Shvius. You have to be Shomer Shvius. You have to observe the laws of Shvius. But you have to make sure that you don't watch and protect and set up guards and make it difficult for people to walk into your field, because one of the laws of Shemitah is that you have to allow people into your field. Another halacha, and that's really what our sugya and is going to focus on, is the halacha is that peiros shvius, fruit that grows on shvius, has a certain kedusha. So just like there's hektish and there's truma and there's maaseh sheni and there's neter avai, so there's a concept of something that grows in Eretz Yisrael having kedusha. Peiros that grow on Shemitah have kedusha. It has its own Shulchan Aruch of how exactly it's treated and what the ramifications of the Kedusha are. But conceptually, Peiros Shvius have Kedusha. Now, one of the halachas of Peiros Shvius is La'achla V'loy L'Schayra. So because Peiros Shvius have Kedusha, so you have to limit what you're allowed to do with it. So one of the things you can't do is you can't do business with it. Now, it doesn't mean if you have a peri of shvius, you can't sell it. That's incorrect. You can't. Because selling a fruit is not quote-unquote doing business. But if you're going to start selling in volume and you're going to turn it into a whole geshef, so that's already where you run into violating the halacha of la'achla v'loy l'schayra. That's the general background that we need for today's daf. Zok the Mishnah, likeach lulav mechaver b'shvius. So somebody buys a lulav from his friend on shvius. Now Rashi says that the word chaveroi is a little bit of a misnomer in this Mishnah. Really, it's halikeach lulav me'am ha'aretz. We're talking about where somebody bought a lulav from a person who we're not so confident is someone that observes the laws of shvius. And that's really the whole point of the Mishnah. If you bought something mechaveroi, just your neighbor next door, there'd be no such Mishnah. The reason we are discussing this Mishnah is because the person isn't simply Chaveroi, but he's an Ama Oretz. He was someone that back in the day you had to be there. But if you were, we could appreciate he was chashed on Shvias. And because he's chashed on not observing the laws of Shvias, so therefore we have this Mishnah. So somebody buys a lulav mechaveri on Shemitah, noisim le'asrik b'matana. You shouldn't buy the asrik. I mean, you can't buy the asrik. You have to ask him to give you the asrik b'matana. Now, it's not going to be easy to pull that off, as we'll see in the Gemara. But the point is, you cannot buy the asterisk, and the reason is l'fisha ein rashay l'loikchad shvias, simply because you can't buy it on shvias. So why can't you buy an asterisk from an am oretz on shvias? So we're going to see this in the course of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara leirotz alitin lebe matana ma'o. So the Mishnah says that you go to an asterisk moicher, he sells dalim minim. It just so happens he's an am oretz and it's shvias. So you can buy the lulav, you can buy the hadas, you can buy the arava. However, you can't buy the asterisk. So you have to ask him to give you the asrik b'matana. Problem is, good luck. Chances are he's not going to do it. So says the Gemara, what happens if he doesn't want to give it to you? So what's plan B? Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said there's an eitzah. There's a workaround. Mavliyaleit me asrik b'lulav. What you should do is you should be mavliya the value of the esrig in the lulav. So let's say the lulav cost $100 and the esrig cost $100. What you should do is give him $200, quote unquote, wink wink, for the lulav, the hadas, and the arava, and then he's going to throw in the esrig as a gift. So this works in halacha. You just have to make sure it gets documented properly, but as long as you know how to do this and yeah, you consult the right rabbanim, so this is something that you can do. So mavliya leit me esrig b'lulav. Faith to Gemara, what's the big deal? Why is this even a problem? You're not allowed to buy an esrig on Shvias, you are, so why shouldn't you be able to buy it from an Am Aretz? So the Gemara says, now the reason is, because you're not allowed to give Shvias money to an Am Aretz. So what does Shvias money mean? Money doesn't grow in the ground. What it means is that if someone has peiros that grew in the ground, and then he sold those peiros, or he transferred the Kedusha from those peiros onto money. The halacha is the kedusha of the peiros will now be transferred onto the money. So just like there's a concept of transferring hekdesh onto an item that's not hekdesh, you could transfer my sasheni onto money. There's an idea that you could transfer kedusha shvias onto something that is chulin, something that doesn't have kedusha shvias. So if someone has peiros shvias and then he transfers the kedusha of shvias from the peiros of shvias onto money, the money will now have kedusha shvias. Now the halacha is ein meisrim d'mei peiros shvias la amaretz. You're not allowed to give money that has in it kedusha shvias to an amaretz, and the reason is because he's chashed that he's not going to do the right thing with it. For example, la achla v'loy l'schira. How do you know he's not going to take the money and he's going to start doing business with it? That's not something you're allowed to do. So being that the amaretz is chashed, it's a problem. The point is that being that you're buying the lulav and the esrig on shvias. So if you're going to buy the esrig of shvias from Nama Aretz, what's going to happen? He's going to give you the esrig of shvias. You're going to give him the money. And the kedusha of the esrig via the transaction, via that you buying it, is going to now transfer over to the money. So essentially, you just gave Nama Aretz money of shvias. That's not something you're allowed to do. How do you know you're not allowed to do? The Tanya Tzibrais. You're not allowed to give the may perish fears to an Am Aretz, Yoisim Mazin Shalashus. So you give him a little bit of money, but you can't give him more than the amount of money that you would need to buy 3 sudais. The Emasa, and let's say you did, you should tell him, Rei Moisalolo, Yehu Mechulol, Ma Perish Yeshu Besach Pesa. Meaning, if you give him the money, you have no choice as the Moicher, you're the one who set him up. So you have to now transfer the Kedusha from the money onto Paris that you have in your house. Ubava Oichlam the Kedusha Shvias. And now the Paris that you have in your house is going to have Kedusha Shvias. And as a result, you're going to have to treat it with kedusha shvias. Medvar mamurim. When is this halacha? But like hech mina mufka. This is if when you bought whatever it is that from the Am Aretz, the thing that you bought from him, the Am Aretz himself, was mafker. So, for example, you're going to be giving money to an Am Aretz on shvias. What does it mean? You're going to give him money. He's selling fruit, he's selling food from his field. So, if he treated his field as hefker, so then the halacha is you're allowed to buy. However, up to mazon shalosh sudos, up to the amount of money that he would need to buy three sudos, but more than that, you're not allowed to. Says the Brayis, avol lekech min hamashulmer. But if you know that this amaretz is completely chashud on shvius, meaning the field that you're buying from is a field that he's being shomer, he's watching it, he has guards there, he wasn't even mafkir, then afilu bekechatzi iser asin. Then you wouldn't even be able to buy a half a iser's worth, like a half a nickel's worth. Even that you wouldn't be able to do. Meaning the point is, he wouldn't be able to buy anything. But this is the makar. This is a Brayis. No? The Brayis is very clearly that you're not allowed to just go buy things from an Am Aretz. You can't give him Yosem Mimazin Sholosh Sudais, and being that that's the halacha, so it manifests itself in the sugis of Lulav HaGazel. That's why you have this din, that if somebody's buying Dalad Minim from an Am Aretz, so you can't buy an Esrik. It's not something that you're allowed to do. But rather, what you could do is you can buy the Dalad Minim, and he can give you the Esrik B'matana, or he could be Mavliya it. But in terms of simply quid pro quo, I give you money, you give me an esrik, that's not something you're allowed to do. Rav Sheshes said, Umina mufkur gimel sudais vesuloi. Meaning, we said that if you want to buy from Am Aretz, you could. However, up to mazon gimel sudais, and even then, only if he was mafkur the field from which he is selling you. If he wasn't mafkur, then you wouldn't be able to buy anything. But again, if it's from hefker, up to gimel sudais, not anymore. For a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. Hapigay, vahayarvuzin, vahashitin, vahaloy gloyglois, vahkufsa shebaharin, vahkarpa shebaharis, vahgargil shal efer. So, ayin, rashi, long rashis in terms of what these things all are. But the bottom line is, pturim and amaiser. These are all things that are potim and amaiser. Venikachim mikol adam eshvias, and you can buy them from anybody on Shemitah. The reason is, lofisha enka yoitze behem nishma, because this is not something that anybody watches. These are all the types of plants that nobody takes very seriously. Nobody watches it. Because nobody watches it, they're not chashid, there's no chi of maisris. Because nobody watches it, so that lach is you're allowed to buy it from an amaretz. But it sounds like you're allowed to buy as much as you want from an amaretz. Again, v'nikachim mikol adam b'shvias. You can buy from everybody. L'fisha ein kayoitza b'em nishma. No one's watching it, no one's violating any shvias with this. And as a result, you can buy it. It's not a problem. But it sounds like even more than mazon gimel sudas. Samar says, no, whom is above, whom a farakl. He asked the question, Rav Sheshes did. He answered it, Rav Sheshes did. B'chtei man. Maybe it means the shear of mon, shanu, meaning the amount of mon, miloshin, mazin, gimel, sudais. Maybe that's what it means. V'chein amar rabbi bar bachanam rabbi yoichanan, b'chtei mon, shanu. We mean the amount of mazin, gimel, sudais. The Gemara says, my mash with the high mon, lishin, the mazinu. How do you know that the word mon means mazin? Now you would say, how do you know mon means food? The mon. But that's not what the Gemara says. The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'yiman lohem hamelech dvar yoyim b'yoymoy, mipas bag hamelech u'miyeyen mishtov, u'legadlam shonim sholosh u'miktasim yamdu lufnei hamelech. It's a pasuk in Daniel, where Daniel was given food, he didn't want to eat, the food wasn't kosher, right? We know the story in the beginning of Sefer Daniel. But it says, v'yiman lohem hamelech, that the melech, Nebuchadnezzar, prepared food for him. So you see, v'yiman is a lashon hamazon, and that's why we use the lashon hamazon, says the Gemara. So again, going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Alekech, Lulav Mechaveri Bishvias, Noisen Loi Esrik Bimatana, Fisha In Rashoi Loloicha Bishvias. So somebody's buying Dalad Minim from an Am Aretz, and it's on Shemitah. The Am Aretz is Choshud on Shemitah. So if you're going to buy Dalad Minim that have Kedusha Shvias, when you give him the money, the Kedusha is going to transfer. The sale is going to cause a transfer of Kedusha. So the Kedusha is going to go from the Dalad Minim onto the money. So the Am Aretz is now going to have money of Shvias. Money of Shvias has to be treated with Kedusha. He's chashed that he's not going to treat it with Kedusha. Therefore, you can't give him the money. Lifnei Ivar Loisi Tei Michshal. You can't put money of Shvias in a compromised position. And as a result, you're stuck. So what do you have to do? You have to be very worried about the Esrik. Make sure you do everything right with the Esrik. Give him the Esrik. Make sure you try to get it b'matana. If he doesn't give it to you b'matana, pay more for the lulav. Wink, wink, get the Esrik the other way. But the point is, you can't buy the Esrik. Freak the Gemara. Why only the Esrik? What about the Lulav? The Lulav also grew. It also has Kedusha Shvias. So, L'chura, the same halachas that you have regarding the Esrik, you should have regarding the Lulav. Eit Gemara, Yihachi, Lulav Nami. Why are we only talking about the Esrik? Why not the Lulav? The Mishnah is very clear. The Esrik is the issue. The Lulav, the Hadas, and the Rava are not an issue. Why not? So the Gemara says, because Lulav, Bar Shishas, and Nichnas L'Shvias. Because this is playing out in Shemitah. It's the Shemitah year. If it's the Shemitah year, the Lulav grew when? The previous year. So if it grew the previous year, the Lulav is not Shemitah. It grew in the sixth year. So the Lulav is a Bar Shishas, a Nichnas L'Shvias, that just entered its seventh year, but it grew during the sixth year. So because it grew in the sixth year, so it doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks the obvious follow-up question. Esrig Nami Bas Shishas HaNechneses L'Shvi'is. So the Esrig is the same thing. The Esrig didn't just grow. The Esrig grew the year before as well. So the Gemara says, Esrig Vasa L'Kita Azlina. Then when it comes to determining what year the Esrig belongs to, as it relates to Shvi'is, you don't look at it based on the year that it grew, the year it began to grow, or the year it reached a certain level of maturation, of development, but rather what you look at is the year of the Lakita, the year that you gathered it. So the Lulav, you go based on when it grew, as opposed to the Esrog, you go based on the Lakita. So being that this Mishnah is happening in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, meaning it's literally Bishvias during Shemitah, so if you buy an Esrog during Shemitah, so the Lakita of the Esrog happened during Shemitah, so it's a Shemitah to get Esrog. If you buy a lulav during Shemitah, it's not a problem, because lulav, the year of determining whether it's Shemitah or not, is not based on when the lakita was, it's based on when it grew. If you're buying it in Shvi'is, that means it grew b'shishis, as a result, it's not going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, is that true? Is it true that when it comes to Esrig, you go basal lakita, and therefore if somebody buys an Esrig during the Shemitah year, it's going to be a problem, as opposed to the lulav, where you go basal chanot of a bein Rabbi Gamliel, or bein Rabbi Eliezer, both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, lein in Shvi'is, Esrig basal chanot azlin, and they both are of the opinion that when it comes to an Esrig, so we determine its year based on Chanata. Chanata is one of the earlier stages of its development. But the point is, you look at the Chanata, you look at its growth. The Tan, we learned in a Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is a Mesachtes Bekurim, but it's also known for being a Mesachtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudal and Amid Beis, and it's even better known for being a Mesachtes Kedushin, Daf Beis Amid Beis. So, Esrig Shavali Ilam Begimel Drachem. An Esrig is comparable to a tree, meaning it has a din of a fruit in three ways, but it's also treated like a vegetable in one way. There's three halachas in which it's treated like a fruit. La'arla, it's subject to the laws of arla. Arla is something that's only negay of fruits, not negay of vegetables. Esrig is subject to the laws of arla. Ula ravai, it has the din of a ravai. So arla is the first 3 years. Any fruit that grows on a tree is arla. The fourth year, any fruit that grows on a tree is ravai. Arla you can't eat, that's asabana. Ravai is like maisa sheni. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. But the point is, it's only in a gay of fruit, it's not in a gay of vegetables. Esrig has these dinim. Ulishvias, additionally, it also is like an elon as it relates to the laws of Shvias. Uli Yerek Bederech Echad. It's like a Yerek Bederech Echad. Shebeshas Likitasoi Isuroi. It's like a vegetable in one way, meaning a vegetable, when you want to determine its year as it relates to the laws of Maestris, meaning are you chayiv in Maaser Sheni? Are you chayiv in Maaser Ani? If you're trying to determine its year, its fiscal year, so you look at it based on when the lakita happened. When you're doing the same for a fruit, you look at it based on when it grew. So, says the Mishnah, an Esrig is shavali yerek as it relates to Maaser, because you look at it based on the Shas Lakitasai, you don't look at it based on when it grew. Divi Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer says, Esrig shavali ilam l'chol davar. An Esrig is shavali ilam for everything, meaning l'arla, l'ravoi, l'shvias, and even for Maaser. Now what we need is, not arla, not ravoi, not Maaser, we need shvias. So everybody agrees, both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer in this Braisa, or in this Mishnah, that Esrig is shavah le'ilon l'shvias. So what does it mean, it's shavah le'ilon l'shvias? A fruit is Shemitah year is determined on based on when it grew. A vegetable is totally based on when it was gathered from the field. If we're saying that Esrig is shavah le'ilon with regards to Shvi'is, essentially what we're saying is that when you want to determine when, what year, this is a Shemitah Tika Esrig, you look at it based on when it grew, or the Chanata, that stage of growth, as opposed to the Lakita. So this contradicts everything that we just said. We said that the reason in our Mishnah we're talking about the Esrig, and we're not worried about the Lulav and the Hadas and the Arava, is because the Lulav and the Hadas and the Arava, you go based on Chanata. As opposed to the Esrig, you go based on Lakita. We have a Mishnah, a well-known Mishnah, Kedushin Dav Beis Diga Mishnah, where it's clear in the Mishnah that Esrig is Shavah Le'ilon L'Shvias. Machloikis, Maiser, not Maiser, but L'Shvias, everybody holds it Shavah Le'ilon. And in Elon you go, as it relates to Shvias, based on the Chanata, based on when it grew. So how could we say that the Esrog you go based on the Lakita? So the Gemara says it's true. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yezin in this Mishnah both hold that when it comes to an Esrog, you go based on the Chanata. However, there's a third Tana. And Huda Omar, we're going to say that our Mishnah is going like a different Tana, Ki Hai Tana, the Tanya, as we learned in a Brice. Omar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Aftul Mishayin, Aftul have testified, Mishum Chamisha Skenim, in the name of five Zakenim. Quote, Esrig, as relates to an Esrig. Acha Lekita Lemaiser. When it comes to Maiser, you look at the Lekita. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu, the Rabbanim said, Nimnu Be'usha, they came out in Usha, so Usha was one of the places that the Sanhedrin went into to Golas. So when the Sanhedrin was in Golas, for Amru, they said, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Leshvias, that the Esrig, you go based on Lekita, not only for Maiser, but for Maiser and for Shvias. So the Gemara says, Shvias, Mandachashme, who said anything about Shvias? Meaning, Aftum is Hayid, Mishum Chamisha Skenim, Esrig, Achalekita Lemaiser. Never said a word about Shvias. The Rabbi Seinu in Usha said, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Leshvias. No one said anything about Shvias. So the Gemara says, Chzuri Mechzer Vachitoni. You have to edit the Brice a little bit. Esrig, Achalekita Lemaiser. Esrig, you go based on Lekita Lemaiser. Vachachanata Leshvias. And you go based on when it grew as it relates to Shvias. Rabbi Seinu in the Usha, Ve'amru, Esrig, Basel Lekita, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Leshvias. That when it comes to an Esrig, you go Basel Lekita, both for Meiser and for Shvias. But what do you see from here? You see a machloikis, whether when it comes to determining the Shemitah year for an Esrig, do you look at the year that the Esrig had the Chanata, the year that it grew, or do you look at based on when it had the Lekita, based on when it was gathered? So, Aftumis was made Mishum Chamishas Kenim, that you go based on the Chanata, but the Rabbi Seinu and Usha said that no, you go based on the Lakita. So says the Gemara, our Mishnah, which says that if somebody buys Dalud Mina from an Am Aretz on Shemitah, you have to worry about the Esrog, you don't have to worry about the Lulav Manav Shach. We're worried about giving the Am Aretz money that is going to have Kedusha Shvias, then you should be worried about the Lulav too. And you're not worried, then what are you worried about the Esrig? What's the chiluk between the Lulav and between the Esrig? The Teretz says, this is the Shemitah year right now. So if you're buying Peiros during Shemitah, that means they grew in the previous year. As it relates to the Lulav, so there the Shvias year is determined based on when it grew, based on the Chanata. If it's determined based on the Chanata, so if you're buying it during Shvias, that means it grew during Shishas. It grew during Shishas. It's not something you have to worry about. The Esrig, however, Basa Lekita Aslinon. Its Shemitah year is determined based on when the Lekita was. So if its Shemitah year is determined based on the Lekita was B'Shvias, so therefore it has Kedusha Shvias. I thought Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel in the famous Mishnah Esrog Shavu Le'ilon, they both hold that we treat an Esrog like an Elon when it comes to Shvias. Shouldn't it be Basa Chanat? It's true, that's what they held, and a lot of the Rabbonim held that way, but not everybody held that way. And the Tan of our Mishnah is clearly of the opinion that Esrog is not Shavu Le'ilon as it relates to the Shvias, but rather the Esrig is going to be Shavali Yerik L'Shvias. You go Basar Lekita, not Basar Chanata. More about this tomorrow. Exhale. So just one Ha'ara, the Ha'ara that we didn't have the opportunity to mention on Friday's daf, and that is more generally related to Dalet Minim, and more generally related to Perik Lulav HaGazel. So we mentioned in the introduction to Perek Lulav HaGazel that when the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, it delineates two mitzvahs. Shtayim Shehem Achas. It says, Ulekachtem Lechem Bayoyim Arishayim. Priyetz Hadar. Kapoiz Tmarim. Va'nafeitz Avoyz. Va'arvei Nachal. Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom. The beginning of the pasuk says, Ulekachtem Lechem Bayoyim Arishayim. There's a mitzvah to take Dalet Minim Bayoyim Arishayim, the first day of Sukkot. And then the end of the pasuk says, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom, which Chazal said, means you should take Dalet Minim Lefnei Hashem 7 days. So there's a mitzvah of Dalet Minim a day raisa one day, Ulekachtem Lechem Bayoyim Arishayim. And there's a mitzvah of Dalet Minim 7 days, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom. What's the difference? Usmachtem Shivas Yomim is Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. In the Beis HaMikdash, when you're Lefnei Hashem, then there's a mitzvah to take Dalet Minim for 7 days. However, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Bigvulin, it's only one day. Then it's Ulekachtem Lechem B'Yom Rishon. So Ulekachtem Lechem B'Yom Rishon, and that's if you're outside of the Makom HaMikdash. Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, that's if you're Lefnei Hashem, that's if you're in the Makom HaMikdash. L'chura, it's interesting, and I think we have to understand what's unique about the mitzvah of Dalet Minin, that the Torah on a deraisa level said that there's a nafkamina if I'm taking the Dalet Minim in the Makam HaMikdash or if I'm taking the Dalet Minim outside of the Makam HaMikdash. So that if I'm in the Makam HaMikdash, I have a mitzvah deraisa for 7 days. But if I'm outside the Makam HaMikdash, I only have a mitzvah deraisa one day. Ulekachtem lechem b'yoy merishin. Meaning, where do you find that there's a nafkamina in a mitzvah saseh deraisa whether I'm in the Makam HaMikdash or if I'm not in the Makam HaMikdash? Tefillin, it's the same tefillin if I'm in the Makam HaMikdash or if I'm not in the Makam HaMikdash. Shofar, it's the same shofar, l'chura, if I'm in the Makam HaMikdash or if I'm not in the Makam HaMikdash. Kriyishma, you have to say Kriyishma in the Makam HaMikdash. You have to say Kriyishma if you're outside of the Makam HaMikdash. Heichon Matzino, where do you find such an idea that you have a mitzvah saseh deraisa and for whatever reason the essence of the mitzvah changes completely if you're lifnei Hashem? If I'm outside of the Makam HaMikdash, ulekachtem lechem b'yoyim arishon, priyetz adekapas mar banaf. But if I'm in lifnei Hashem, then it's usmachtem lifnei Hashem alaykeichem shivas yomim. This is a mitzvah saseh deiraisa, and the mitzvah changes whether I'm b'makam hamikdash or whether I'm outside of the makam hamikdash. B'nusach achar, lifnei Hashem, the makam hamikdash is a place of avoda. It's a place of karbonos. That's what's unique about the makam hamikdash. What does dalet minim have to do with bringing karbonos? What does it have to do with lifnei Hashem? Anoyla, achatos, ashlamim, atoida. These things, of course, akteres. So these are ideas and inyonim that we do in the makam hamikdash. But a mitzvah of dalet minim, manishtana lifnei Hashem versus the gvulin that the mitzvah of dalet minim is the iraisa 7 days lifnei Hashem, but outside of lifnei Hashem, it's only ulekachtem lechem b'yoyim arishin. And the truth is, if anything, you find just the opposite. There were many, many mitzvahs in the Torah that, for whatever reason, were off limits in the Makam HaMikdash. Ayin Erech and Daf Gimel, where the Gemara talks about it. The Kehanim was shatnez. We've spoken at many times, the Oilos Ephraim, that the Oilos Ephraim said in the Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't really Shabbos, because they were bringing karbonos, and there were a whole bunch of different things that were happening there. And you have different halachas where the Gemara even discusses whether these things were in the Mikdash, they weren't in the Mikdash. So if anything, the Makam HaMikdash is a place where there was less observance of mitzvahs. And here, when it comes to the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, you find to the contrary. Outside of the Makam HaMikdash, it's the Raisa one day. But when you're in the Makam HaMikdash, it's Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivas Yamin. But it could be the Pshat is the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph and on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Again, this is just bringing a whole bunch of things that we've learned together. Darshins Chaga Sukkas Tasa Lecha. L'cha l'me'ute gzula. So we have a pasuk that teaches us Chag HaSukkah Tasa L'cha, that you can't be yoytze the mitzvah of sukkah with a sukkah gzula. And Tosfos asks the kashan Daf Tes Amud Aleph. He says, I don't understand. You need a pasuk to tell me that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with a sukkah gzula. Typically, it's a mitzvah baba veira. And mitzvah baba veira is a general rule. It's a general concept. You can never do a mitzvah baba veira. So why do I need a special pasuk l'mute sukkah gzula? Typically, it's a mitzvah baba veira. So Tosfos is mechadish on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The mitzvah baba veira is only a derabbanan. Mitzvah Baba Veru would say that midrabbanan I didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Midrashah I did. Chag HaSukkas Tasa L'cha teaches me that I didn't even do the mitzvah midrashah. We spoke out the Mechas Chinuch, the mitzvah Shin Chafei, v'advorim matikim. But the Ritva, in Mesech Sukkah, on Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, and on Daf Lamid Aleph Amud Beis, in the Sugya of Mitzvah Baba Veru, says a different teretz. I'm reading from the Ritva on Daf Lamid Aleph. The Ritva says, quote, the lo yamrina mitzvah baba avera. Could be, you don't say mitzvah baba avera, ela bedavar shehu boler ratzos. Only if you're doing a mitzvah, where the purpose of this mitzvah is, it's boler ratzos. It's coming to be meratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's coming to bring us, Yidden, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's coming to make us more merutzah in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keep going. So what's an example of a mitzvah like that? A carbon. That's what a carbon is. A carbon is a reich nichayach. It's l'rotzoy lifnei Hashem. Shofar, says the Ritva, v'lulav, and lulav, ukayotze behem. Aval besukkah she'im baritzoy, but by a sukkah where there's no ritzoy, leko mishum mitzvah abav aver. And the Ritva says this twice in the Masechta Sukkah. He says it on Daftes, and he says it again in the beginning of Lulav Hagazel on the sugya mitzvah abav aver. Now the Ritva has a problem with this because the Ritva says that there's a Yerushalmi that discusses mitzvah abav aver in the context of matzah. Matzah shel tevel, matzah gzula. Why isn't it a mitzvah abav aver? So the Ritva says, what's the Yerushalmi's kasha? Matzah is not a meratzah. It's not a dover sheyesh bar ritzoy. It's a mitzvah. A very chashuv mitzvah. But all it is a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, why is the mitzvah abav aver? So the Ritva says that from that Yerushalmi, it's not so mashma like he's saying. Meaning, the svara that the only time you say mitzvah abav aver is if the mitzvah is a meratzah is not so mashma from matzah. But one thing you see in the Ritva klar, and this he never fell off of, and that is there's certain mitzvahs that are meratzah. Karbin, shofar, v'lulav. It's mavur in the Ritva that lulav is not just a mitzvah, but a lulav is a meratzah. The truth is, the Ritva says it twice in Masechta Sukkah, but the Rishonim say it as well in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Lamed Hei in the sugya of Matzah Shel Tevel. Just to read two Lishonim from the Rishonim. So this is from the Rash Mishantz, who says, quote, Shani lulav shemahalalim boy umishabchin lamokoin v'chein karbin. Lulav has mitzvah abav aver. It's coming to answer Akasha because lulav is mahalulim boy. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the lulav. Umeshabchin lamok. V'chein karbon. That's what a carbon is. A carbon is the same thing. A carbon is something that comes to be miratza with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Lamed Hei says, Shani lulav agazol, the mahalulim boy, umeshabchin boy, lefnei amokoyim, kedei l'ratzos boy. V'chein karbon. And because it's like a carbon, therefore lulav, you have a sugya mitzvah abav aver in the beginning of Perek lulav agazol. You don't have it in Pesachim. Everybody wonders why not. Matzah shel tevel. You have a dafka in lulav agazel. Why is it a lulav agazel? When you learn sukkah, there's no mitzvah abav aver. When you learn matzah shel tevel in Pesachim, no one knows about mitzvah abav aver. It's the biggest kasha with all the raid in the world. But the Gemara doesn't talk about mitzvah abav aver. So all the Rishonim, the Ritva said, and the Rash Mishan said, and the Rabban said, and the Rashba says it by the way too, and the Maram Chalava says it as well. So the Gedolei Rishonim all had this yisoid, and that is lulav maybe is different because lulav is not just a mitzvah. Lulav comes l'rat. That when a yid takes dalet minim, he somehow comes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's appeasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes the yid merutza be'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, maybe that's why this mitzvah abav aver. So the Rishonim struggle. It is as far, it's not as far. But the Yisoy, there's no struggle on. And that is that dalet minim is unique in that it's not just a mitzvah, but dalet minim is a meratza. And in the Rishonim, you see even more. It's a meratza. Because through the Dalet Minim, we're Mahalel and we're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, this is all a Mefurash Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is one line, but it's a Mefurash Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in the very beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazel. Lulav HaGazel V'Hayovesh Pasal. So why is a Lulav HaYovesh Pasal? Says the Yerushalmi. Rab Abin B'Shem Rab Yudah Bar Pazi said, HaYovesh Pasal Al Shem, because the Pasik says, Loi HaMesim Yahaluka. Loi ha mesim yahaluka. And a lulav ayovesh is a mace. And loi ha mesim yahaluka. It's mavur in the Yerushalmi what the Rishonim are saying. And that is the lulav isn't just a cheftza shal mitzvah. The lulav is a mahalav. It's a meratza. It's like a carbon. Sounds like it might be like a carbon toida. You're being mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point is it's a carbon. And that's why a lulav ayovesh is possible because of loya mesim yahaluluka. But I think it's pasha lefi this ritva. And lefi the Rashba. And the Rash Mishans. And the Ramban. And the Maram Chalava. And it's really rooted in the Yerushalmi that a lulav is like a carbon. It's meratza. And that's why there's a sugya of mitzvah abav aver in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazel and not in the when we're dealing with matzahs of iser and not with a sukkah gezula. Because it's tafka dumya de carbon, right? What's the makarta mitzvah abav aver? Carbon. And when it's dumya de carbon, it's only over there that you have the lach mitzvah abav aver. So it's half of a fellow, maybe. Why it is that you find the mitzvah of dalet minim dafka in the Beis Hamikdash? Because dalet, the makam hamikdash is the makam of where a person does things to be merutza by a kadosh baruch. It's the makam of karbonos. So if the dalet minim are on some level like a carbon, so that's why ulakachtam lechem b'yom rishon outside of the Beis Hamikdash is only one day. Abel lefnei Hashem. Why should the Dalet Minim be different in the Makom HaMikdash? If anything, by mitzvahs, it's just the opposite. We find there was much less observance of mitzvahs in the Makom HaMikdash. The Teretz Yitzchak's Dalet Minim is like a carbon, like the Rishonim say. Oh, if it's like a carbon, haflo v'fela. This is the Makom where you're supposed to bring karbonis. And that's why, usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamin. But lulei de mistafina. Lulei de mistafina. Maybe we can add one knetch. And that is, the truth is, Tosfos here in Perek Lulav HaGozel says that this idea of the Lulav being Mahalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kemat mefurish in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Vehechan hayu menanim. When were the Nanuim done with the Lulav? Meaning, there's a mitzvah to do Nanuim with the Lulav. So we spoke at earlier in the Masechta, a question of the Nanuim, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, the Chasam Sofer's Kasha, and the Afman Beis. So there's rate about this. But for sure, there's a mitzvah to do Nanuim. And when were the Nanuim done? They were done during Challah. That's when the Nanuim were done. So a Shaila, Haidul Hashem Kitoiv, On Hashem Mashiana, what about On Hashem Atzlichan, Machlekes B'Shaim B'Sil? But when was it all done? It was all done during Halal. Tais says why? So Tais says because the pasuk says, "Oz yiranenu atzei hayar milifnei Hashem kiva lishpoi ta'aretz." That's what Tais says. It's a gather of "Oz yiranenu atzei hayar." So when you do the nanuim is "Oz yiranenu atzei hayar." These are the atzei hayar. You're holding talid minim. These are things that grow in a field, and they're all being mirane in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's this idea of doing the nanuim b'shas halal, because when you do the nanuim, you're being mirane in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, we have this idea that when a person takes the talid minim, it's miratza. It's like a carbon. It has the effect that a carbon has. It's a geder of being mahalo and mishabeach and being mekale sakadosh baruch hu. And somehow it's most manifest b'shas denanuim. Denanuim we stafke do during halo, because denanuim is part and parcel of the halo. It's oz yiranenu atzei hayar milifnei Hashem kivah lishpoi ta'aretz. So I think this is very, very sussum. What exactly is going on over here? So maybe we can suggest. We mentioned earlier in the parak that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Mechaber brings in Simit Tov Reish Nun Aleph, that when you do the Nanuim, you're supposed to be Mechaber, you're supposed to take the Esrig and bring it together with the lulav, the hadas, and the arav. Tzorich lechaber ha'esrig lulav b'shas nanuoy. Ulinaneya b'shneim b'yachen. And you're supposed to do it together. And we mentioned that there's two reasons that are given in the Achreina for this minute. One is the Vilna Goyen that we spoke about in the Bir Agra. And the other is what the Taz brings, B'shem de Beis Yosef, who quotes the Rekanati, the Rakanti, who said a dover nifla. He said, Soid zen nigla ilai b'chaloyim. The Rakanti said, I'm the source to this, and I'm going to tell you how I know it. It was revealed to me in a dream. And that is, the Rakanti had a guest that was staying by him, some Yid that came from Ashkenaz. And he was staying by him for Sukkot, and the first night of Sukkot, the Rakanti has a dream. And in the dream, he sees this Yid who came to him, he calls him Rabbi Yitzchak, and he was a cipher, he was a scribe. And he was writing the Shem Hashem, and he wrote the Yud, and then he wrote the Hey, and then he wrote the Vav, and then he wrote another Hey. But the other Hey that he wrote was very, very far away. And he started yelling at this Rabbi Yitzchak. He said, what are you doing? So he says, oh, where I come from, kach noyagim mimkoymenu. This is the way we do it. Vani mochisi boy. And I yelled at him, because saftiv sholem. And I went and I wrote the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and I put it all together. Veshtoymim alamar. And he said, I woke up middle of the night. I was schwitzing. I couldn't understand this dream. Ve'ein maven. Lamachar, he said, the next day, Ro'isi, I saw this Yid Rabbi Yitzchak, and he took the Dal Minim. He was holding the lulav in one hand, had the esrog in the other hand. He was doing the nanuim only with the lulav, with the eged, so the three minim got the nanuim, but the esrog didn't get there. And then he understood what was going on over here. He realized that was something that he wasn't supposed to do, and he realized sorich lechabra esrog lelulav, and that's what they were showing him with the four oisias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the four minim, the dalet minim, have to be together. And then the Rakanti said, but what are you going to ask me? What do the four minim have to do with the four oisias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does the mashal have to do with the nimshal? So the Rakanti said, it's a mefurish and medrash. It's a medrash in Parshas Emor with the Medrash says that why is it that we take these four minim? So pre-Eitz Hadar, says the Medrash, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shakasav by Hoidva Hadalavashta. Kapis tomorrow we take was Akadish Baruchu. Shakasav by Tzadikatama Yifrach. Vanafates Avoy Zakadish Baruchu. The Xivu Ime Ben Adasim. Varvinoch Zakadish Baruchu. The Xivay Solula Roichev by Rovais Bekashmai. So he said it's a medrash that the four minim represent Akadish Baruchu. So the four minim represent the Yud and the K and the Vav and the K. And by him, doing the Nanuim in this way, this was shown to me in a dream, as if he was writing the four Eisnias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu separately, and that was the idea of it has to be together, and that's how I know the Salach. And the Beis Yosef brought this Rakanti, and he paskened this way in Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech Lechaber HaEsrig Leluv, B'Shas Nanuim, because by doing that, what you're essentially doing is you're taking the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're being Mechaberet. So the Nanuim of the four Eisnias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an idea, it's an inyan, it's an element, al pi pnimiyas ha-Toyra, based on a medrash of taking the shame Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is sometimes separate, and bringing it together and making it one. So there was a Gemara that came to mind. And the Gemara is a Masechtas Brachos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. It's one of the first Gemaras you learn in Shas, and that is Tanya. It's kedai to go through the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, "Pam machas oisi mahalach baderek." He said, "I was once traveling. V'nechnasti lechurva achas michurves Yerushalayim lespal." And I entered churva achas michurves Yerushalayim. I wanted to daven. Boli ozach latoiv. Elyonov. He came to me v'shamali ala pesach, and he waited for me until I finished daven. Achshesiyamtet filos. When I finished davening, Amalisa, he told him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. He said, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Amartile, I told him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umar. For Amalisa, and he told him, Bini, my son, Bibnei Manichnasa Lechurva. Zu, why do you enter this churva? Amartile, I told him, Lispala. For Amalisa, he told me, Hoylecha Lispala Baderech. He said, you should have just davened on the side of the road. For Amartile, I told him, Siora Yisisham Yafsiku Bayevi Drachim. I was afraid maybe I can't interrupt. For Amalisa, he told me, Hoylecha Lispala Tfila Kitzara. You should have said a Tfila Kitzara. But Issa Shalom, Madati Mimenu Shloishadvar. So Rabbi Yosi said, I learned from this conversation with Eliyahu Navi three things. Number one, lamadati she'ein nechnasin lechurva. I learned that you're not supposed to enter a churva, because that was the first question he asked me. The lamadati, then I learned she'mespalim b'derech. I learned that there's an idea you're allowed to daven on the side of the road, because that was the second thing he asked me. Eliyahu Navi said, why didn't you daven on the side of the road? The lamadati, additionally, Rabbi Yosef said, I learned she'mespalim b'derech. If someone davens on the side of the road, mespalim tefila kitzara, because he told me you should have davened the tefila kitzara. V'amali. But then Eliyahu Navi continued, and he said, Bini, my son. He's talking to Rabbi Yosi. He said, "Ma kol shamata v'churva zu." Tell me, when you were in the churva, what did you hear? Amarti leya told him, "Shamati baskel." I heard a baskel shemina hemes kiyoyna. It had the most beautiful voice. It sounded like a yoyna. Vaymeres, and it said, "Oy lebanim, woe to my children, shabavoyna yisei, and because of their sins, hichrafti es beisi, I destroyed my beis hamikdash, v'sarafti es heichali, I burnt the heichal, v'iglisam leveina umois, and I sent them into gods." Amali. So Rabbi Yosi said, "Eliyahu Navi told me." He said a shvua. That's not the only time that this baskel happens. Meaning, this is not a one-time baskel that you heard. Three times a day, this baskel could be heard. And then Eliyahu Navi continued, and he said, not just that. Every time the Yidden enter the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, and they say, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'Olam L'Yol Me'omayu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menanei Roishoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes his head. And he says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsen Oisei Beveisoy, praised is the King Shemekalsen Oisei Beveisoy, Maloi La'ov Shehiglo Ezbonov. Why did the Father, why did I have to send my children into Golas? And woe to the children, woe to the children that were sent into Golas, they had to leave their father's house. So this is the Gemara, a classic Gemara, a very, very well-known Gemara. But we're going to focus on the end of the Gemara. That Eliyahu Navi told Rabbi Yosi that every single time the Yidden enter the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis Medrash, and they say, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'olam L'yol Me'omayo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Menanei Roshoy, and he says, quote, Ashrei HaMelech Shemikalsen Oisoy Beveisoy Kach. Praised is the Melech Shemikalsen Oisoy Beveisoy Kach. They used to be praised in the Beis Hamikdash. This was after the Churban. But praise is the Melech that used to be praised this way. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why did I destroy the Beis Hamikdash? Ma'loi la'ov she'igla esbonov v'oylem lebonim shegolu me'al shulchan avim. So when Klai Yisrael says, Amin Yehesh Mei Rabba, it triggers this reaction, Kavi Yochel, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he starts remembering the Beis Hamikdash. And he says, Ashrei HaMelech she'mekalsonois ha'beveis. Remember, there was once a Beis Hamikdash, and in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to say, Yehesh Mei Rabba mevarach lo'olam ol yom me'amayu. And boy, do I miss that. And Ashrei HaMelech she'mekalsonois ha'beveis. Why did I destroy the Beis Hamikdash? I could have had this kilos all along. Why in the world did I destroy the Beis Hamikdash? So what is Yehesh Mei Rabba mevarach lo'olam ol yom me'amayu mean? We had it in today's daf, ironically. But what does Yehesh Mei Rabba mean? So it's Yudua, that Tosfos and the Torah brings this in Shulchan Aruch, brings two pshatim. But we're going to mention one, the Machzor Vitri. The Machzor Vitri says that when a Yid says Yehesh Mei Rabba, what he's saying is Yehesh Mei, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Rabba. Because when Klal Yisrael's in Golos, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incomplete. Like the Pasuk says, Ki Yad Al Keis Ka, that in Golos, as long as a Molech exists, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Ka. It's Yud and then it's E. But Ein Shmoy Shalom Ve'en Kisoy Shalom Ad She'imach Yizarish HaMolech. Then when Mashiach is going to come, then the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be complete. So said the Machzor Vitri, Yehei Shmei, Yehei Shem Ka, Shmei Yeshin Mem Yud He, Yehei Shem Ka Rabba, may the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Rabba, it should be complete. It should be Mevarach, La'olam Uliol Me'omaya. Yehei Shmei Rabba is a tefillah of us telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be complete. When Klal Yisrael says Yehei Shmei HaGadol Mevorach, when Klal Yisrael says Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menanei Roishoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Ashrei HaMelech Shemikalsin Oisoi Beveisoi Kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is the greatest praise possible. Ashrei HaMelech Shemikalsin Oisoi Beveisoi Kach. And not just that, he remembers the fact that we had this praise while we were in the Beis HaMikdash. So I was thinking, the way the Taz brings from the Beis Yosef, it brings from the Rekanti. That what's the inyan of taking the Dalet Minim and bringing them together? It's taking the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yud and the K and the Vav and the K, and being mechaber them. So in essence, when we take the Yud K Vav K, this is the greatest expression of Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Lo'olam Liyom Me'omayu. Yehei Shmei Rabba is the Shem Kosh should be complete. That's what we do when we take the Dalet. That was the dream that the Rekanti had, that he wrote the Yud K Vav and then the Hey was somewhere else. But by bringing them together, by being mechaber them together, what do we have? Now we have Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's a kiyum of Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Lo'olam Lo'olam Me'amayim. What did the Eibishter say? What does Hashem say when he hears Yehei Shmei Rabba? Ashrei HaMelech Shemikalsin Oisoi Beveisoi Kach. Yehei Shmei Rabba is the greatest kilos that there is in the whole world. This is the greatest kilos. I am Besvarim HaKadoshim. The greatest shvach is that you can say that you want the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're davening for Yichud HaElyon. That's the Oz Yiranenu Atzei Ayar. That's the Mahalalenu Meshabchin. That's where this comes from. What's the Mahalalenu the Meshabchin? The Mahalalenu the Meshabchin is the fact that it's Yehei Shmei Rabba. It's the Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsan HaYisechad. Where was the Iker Yehei Shmei Rabba? It was in the Beis HaMikdash. Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsan HaYisoy Bethesda. That's why we take the Dalet Minim 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. 1 day Begvulin, but 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Iker Mokoy for Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach was the Beis HaMikdash. Because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction. Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsin Oisoi Beveisoi Kach. You know, the Gemara says in Lulav HaGazel that one of the Amiram, he would take the Dalet Minim, and when he did the Nanuim, what would he say? He would say, Dein Geira Be'en of the Sitna. This, he was poking the eyes of the Satan, as if when you take Dalet Minim, this is some powerful attack of the Satan. Like the Satan all of a sudden like is frozen. Why? Because you just took the Dalet Minim. Maybe that's the pshat. We know the Gemara, Chazal say this so many times, that if somebody says Yehei Shmei Rabba b'chol koichoy, it's koirin loy gzardinoy. Tosfos brings in Shabbos Kuf Yotes Amid Beis that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Kishi Yisrael nechnasan lebati knesias v'oimim Yehei Shmei Rabba mevarech b'korah mevatlin gzeris kashas. The Satan wakes up in the morning, his job is to bring gzeris kashas. That's why he's called a satan. He's mastin. He's the mekatrik. That's what the satan is. So when the yid says Yehishmei Rabbah, somehow that disarms the satan. When we take Dalet Minim, it's an expression of Yichud Elyon. It's an expression of taking the Yud Kei Vav Kei together, and that's why it has the ability of Dein Geira Be'enu the Sitna. It's Mevatel Gzeiros Kashis, because that's what Yehishmei Rabbah does. Yehishmei Rabbah has that koyach. It has that koyach to be mevatel the gzeiros kashas. And maybe, that's why this all plays out b'shas tenanuim. Because like the Gemara says, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears Yehesh Mei Rabbah Mevarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menaneya Roisha. And all the Sfarim talk about, what does this mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menaneya Roisha, and it's so far above our pay grade to even begin to think we can have an understanding of what it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menaneya is Roisha. Now, maybe that's why when we take the Dal Minim and we bring them together, and like the Taz brings from the Bisi Yosef, brings from the Rakanti, that taking the Dal Minim together is making the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sholem. It's an physical expression of Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach L'Olam U'Liol Me'omayah. So what do? We take the Dal Minim and we menanei the Rosh of the Dal Minim. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menaneya Es Roshah. And again, we have no idea what this means. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menaneya An Roshah. And on some level, we take the Dalet Minim, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Medrash says. Because every single one of the four Minim represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yud and the K and the Vav and the K. And it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We take the Dalet Minim and we Menaneya to symbolize this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menaneya Es Roshoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim to what we're doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shuckles the cup, kaviyochel, and says, yes, 100%, nicham tonu. And you're right, maloi la'av, shehigla es bonav, oilam lebonav, shengolom yal shulchan avim. And this is something that brings out such a tremendous ahava, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets, and he has charata, he's mamish mischarit on Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's something that happens when Klal Yisrael says Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah. Maybe that's something that happens when the Yid takes the Dalet Minim. But I'll call upon him, the Dalet Minim is not just a mitzvah. Dalet Minim has a koyach of a korban. It has a koyach to be mahal and to be meranin HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some fantastic way, in this incredible, incredible way. And maybe the Dalet Minim actually has a connection to the tefillah of Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah, which the Gemara says so epically in Brachas Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, is the spitz kilos that a Yid can say. And when we say Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah, it brings out, it invokes emotion, and it evokes charata kaviyacha, like the Sfarim say on Churban Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's something that happens when we take the Dalet Minim.